provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
And Kathy Dawes again with Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler. We do have a phone call and some interesting discussion going on today about online sales. Let's go ahead and take that call. Welcome to In Focus. Go ahead, please.
You know, talking about the sales tax supporting the local entities around the county and the city and all that, online, I noticed about 6 months ago, several of the online shops started collecting sales tax. Well, with the criminal activities online, with people trying to rent houses here in town that they don't even own and sell cars that don't even exist, I wonder how many of these online people that are collecting the sales tax ever pay it to the state. Here in the state, they have the sales tax collection people that locally can come and make sure that the sales tax is being submitted. But nationwide, they have no idea who I'm paying sales tax to.
And that brings out a good point. I was just thinking in my mind before he asked that question, how do you enforce something like this? But I know they've debated several different laws that way. But
I'm not an expert in that, Kathy. Mm-hmm. But I think the caller brings up a good point. And I think in any kind of time you make a purchase online or you use some of the online networks to buy and sell things, I mean, you really need to know who you're working with and what is going on. And I don't have an answer to who monitors or if you pay sales tax online, does it actually get to the state or to your local level? And that's a good question. At City Hall or somebody may have an answer, or we can find an answer for that caller. But again, I think people need to be really careful what they do. And there's a lot of people, even businesses that put up a sort of a fake website and try to lure people to purchase through them. I mean, you know, another thing where people have gotten taken for is you go online and you want to go to that concert or you want to go to that Super Bowl game or something, and people get tickets and then they get to the gate and find out they're fraudulent and they've spent a lot of money for something they can't get into. So again, you need to really make sure that you're working with and going with legitimate companies and organizations that do have a reputation. And so it's always been that way. Buyer beware. Sometimes those deals that are too good to be true are too good to be true for a reason. So wish I could help the caller out in more detail, but we'll need to get somebody that's got a little more expertise in that area.
537-1350 if you have questions or comments for Lyle today. Some lively discussion. Should we go back to the opening soons? I don't know that we'll be able to get through the whole thing, but just maybe some of them.
Sure. I think something that a lot of people have been looking forward to, and now we have a date that is in June, which is coming up in a few weeks. The Widgets Family Entertainment Center is going to be opening. It's going to be a lot of great activities for kids in this community and in the region, and that's going to be opening at 8232 Southport Drive. And Panda Express, we don't have a date when we're opening that, but they're opening, they're on McCall Avenue.
I think they are open.
Are they now open?
I believe
open?
They are open.
Okay.
I saw something the other day about that, and I've driven by and seen people inside.
Well, then I guess they are open.
I think they are open.
So that's on the west of Pizza Ranch, so I know a lot of people like Panda Express, and so
all right,
they can go there.
Let's go ahead and take another phone call. Welcome to In Focus. Go ahead, please.
Yes. Question, what will happen to the Four Olives location? It looks like they still have the wine cellar displayed there. I understand that the restaurant business, especially the independent restaurant business, is a tough gig in this town with all the fast food restaurants I see. I've also noticed that the space at the Blue Earth still empty, and I was wondering if something's ever going to go in there for a restaurant. I know that's a big investment. I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Appreciate the call.
Sure. Good question. I don't have a specific update. I think that there's been some reports in the media that there were some there may be some lawsuits between the owner of the building and the owner of the restaurant. And so I don't have any more information on that, so I can't tell you. But, you know, Four Olives is closed and for all practical purposes is not going to come back. I do understand that the owner of the building has been working with another restaurant that is at least interested in that location, but there is absolutely nothing definite yet. So I know that the owner is trying to market that location, and since it's set up for a restaurant, I think their first goal is to try to put a restaurant. And the caller brings up an interesting thing, and something, Kathy, that when we're talking about restaurants, we may go down another track here, but one of the things, and this is just really anecdotal, but in the last probably 30 to 45 days, I've happened to meet a lot of new people of all ages that have been moving to our community, some from Fort Riley, some K-State, some business people that are moving to the community. And one of the questions I've asked them is just, you know, what do they think of Manhattan so far? And they've only been here a few months. And they said, you know what, and some of them have come from very large cities, some have come from very towns about the size of Manhattan. They said, you know what makes Manhattan unique? And I said, no, I'm all ears. I want to hear what it is. And they said, you have a lot of locally owned restaurants that are very, very good. And although many of them will say, you know, we're glad the chains are here and we do go eat at those too, but they said the thing that makes Manhattan unique is the variety of locally owned food businesses in the community. And it is true. If you really begin to start thinking about it, whether you're over in Aggieville or downtown, yes, we have the chains, but we also have lots and lots of local restaurants that are very, very good. I'm not talking about fast food here. And I think that's something that, and we've actually had some articles written about Manhattan in the last year and a half, and the writers have actually focused on and even called us kind of a foodie town, which is neat because that separates you and does make you unique from some other communities of similar size. And so we're very fortunate to have the number of local restaurants that we do have, and we hope that there'll be other entrepreneurs that will want to start a restaurant. I don't know anything about running a restaurant business. I've never run one. I've never been a part-time when I was in high school, a waiter, but I will tell you, it is a very tough business. And I think if you had any of our locally owned restaurants and you invited them in to just talk about the restaurant industry, they would tell you that it's long hours, and there's some challenges. But I think that it's something that it's been very interesting to me, unsolicited, and it's not a scientific survey, but just I've had a chance to visit with a lot of new people of, again, all age groups, and they just said, you know, the thing we like about Manhattan is you got a lot of great local restaurants.
Lyle, I know you like to talk a little bit about some of the things that are said about Manhattan on national articles, web articles, whatever the case may be, you know, Forbes magazine or whatever it is. There's a lot of those things. But that applies to our restaurants here, especially, you know, like the local ones. My goodness, I mean, you look at all the locally owned restaurants, and almost all of them have received best in the state, yeah, top 10 in the state. Some of them, you know, on a national basis, recognized not only by, you know, various like Midwest Living or, you know, some of the Food Network type things. I think that that is just amazing. I've got a friend that comes down from Marysville. We get together about once a month or so. In fact, we're looking at trying to get together today. But he always wants to go to a local place. And I still haven't run out of any. And I think that that's one of the great things about the people that you talk to, they're absolutely right. And what's also neat about our local restaurants is it's not just the townies that go there.
Oh, no.
You see a tremendous amount of college students in these restaurants. You see a tremendous amount of our Fort Riley friends that they and their families are going there. And, you know, especially on weekends, it's tough to find a seat in almost all of them.
Yeah, and the other thing is we do also have some local fast food restaurants that are not part of a chain.
Yep.
That are locally owned as well. And so
and some are legendary.
Yes, they are. And you know, I think that's sometimes it's the old story of you can't see the forest for the trees. And when you live here every day, day in and day out, you need that perspective from people from the outside that are visiting our community. And you're right, Dave. I mean, I've talked to a lot of people that live over in Topeka, and they said, we start to come over to Manhattan because you've got some great restaurants. So they're specifically getting in their car, driving over here. They're not coming to a football game or a bat. They're just coming over here to eat. And enjoy the restaurant. So, again, we're very fortunate. And it's just kind of interesting when you get a chance to look at your community from people from the outside and you say, what do you like about Manhattan? And the restaurant thing is just coming up over and over and over and over again.
And one thing that I've noticed, and I work with a lot with some convention folks, you know, mm-hmm. doing entertainment for them, and I know you do as well. But people that come in for conventions, that's where they go.
Yes.
That's where they go. And after they have come from there, and I hear this all the time, I'm bringing my family back.
Right.
Oh, yes.
It's neat. It's neat. We need to take a break.
We really do. 9:38. Again, Lyle Butler with us today, President, Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce.
KMAN is keeping it local. Dollars spent locally today help build.